Lately, defined loosely as within 30 days, yes, but within the last couple of weeks, no.
Oh, really? Well, because of Christmas, the holidays, been busy?
Yeah, and my daughters are in town, and they don't, you know, doing what I do for a living, they kind of scowl at me, try to hide my keys. You know, they don't like me riding the motorcycle much, so I try not to do it around them.
Yeah, I guess when you do what you do for a living and you talk about the bad things that happen on motorcycles, they're like, yeah, Dad, don't ride.
Yeah, they're like, look, you got a perfectly good car. Take that.
Gotcha. Well, I hope you had a good Christmas, but I know the weather's been perfect. A lot of people have been out riding, and I know, you're a personal injury attorney, so when things go bad, you're there to help. But I kind of want to get ahead of the game because you are a rider. You've been riding for years. And I want you to explain to other riders what you do insurance-wise to kind of help protect yourself.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot simpler on a motorcycle to insure yourself than it is on a car. You don't have any PIP. You don't have personal injury protection. There's no no-fault coverage. There's just one thing that you must have, UM. The U stands for uninsured or underinsured motorist. That's to cover you in the event that the person that hits you does not have good coverage. And trust me, most people out there do not have good coverage. So if you're riding a motorcycle in the state of Florida, you must, and I don't mean legally, I just mean sensibly, you must get UM coverage, as much of it as you can afford.
And that's kind of why I wanted to bring it up today, because the weather has been beautiful. I say it's been beautiful, then it starts raining, of course, pouring down. But it has been beautiful for winter, the first couple of weeks of winter. We've been in the 70s. It's been great riding weather. And you have nothing financial to gain about saying buy UM. But in the end, it helps you if somebody ends up and listen, there's no fender benders in motorcycle riding.
No, listen, I got hired by a guy last week. And in 28 days, his medical bill is over $1.3 million.
Ooh.
Yeah, now he doesn't have $1.3 million in health care coverage, and the person that hit him does not have $1.3 million in insurance. So you can figure out that there's a lot of negotiating that has to happen and a lot of luck and skill that goes into getting people recovery under those circumstances.
Yeah.
And you got to insure yourself as much as you can.
And that's kind of why I especially hear the last week of the year, I know a lot of people are starting to re-up insurances for the new year and all that, kind of going through that motion. That's why I wanted to bring it up. You're a rider. You've been a rider for years. And, hell, look at your TV commercials. You're riding in it.
Yeah, I mean, I've been passionate about motorcycles for, you know, like 40 years, literally over 40 years. I've been riding a motorcycle continuously all that time. And I tell you what, it's no fun when people are out there knocking people off of motorcycles, right?
No.
And so we need a community event to just raise awareness, be careful, and get that insurance in place.
Like my friend said, Emerald Coast Harley all the time, look twice for motorcycles. If you're in a car and I know we all get busy, we got to get where we're going, look twice for motorcycles.
Indeed.
And if you end up injured, call this guy, Michaels and Booth, personal injury attorneys, 850-INJURED, offices Pensacola, Fort Walton Beach, Crestview, and in Tampa.
We'll be here.